Hey guys,
thanks for tuning in to Coffee, Cocktails, and Combo
with Court and B. I'm Court.
And I'm B, and this is where you tune in to get the girl talk you never knew you needed.
OMG!
It's been like, what?
OMG, it's been like forever.
Forever. Like half the damn year.
So much has happened.
I know, right?
And it took...
It's been like a year.
Oh my God.
It has to have been like a year.
Just about.
Right? I had a baby. It had to have been like a year.
There's so much we have done and went through and
so much shit we got to talk about.
Yeah. So
we won't be able to get it all out in this episode.
Of course not.
But just like catch up.
Yeah. So, but this just is letting you guys know to make sure you guys tune in because there will be some juiciness.
We be zack.
Yeah.
Do dive into things more specifically on our future episodes. Like, y'all gotta make sure y'all are here for it. Because it's good.
Oh, it's good, girl.
It's good.
But basically, we were letting you guys know that we're back in full effect.
Yeah.
And we got some good stuff coming for you guys.
What are we drinking today?
We're taking it back. Yeah, we're just doing a simple...
Moscato. The one by Sweet Bitch.
Yeah, it's Moscato Rosé, is it?
Yeah, I feel like I used to drink this a lot when I was younger.
It's giving me it's like, younger vibes. Right. But, you know, we swore by Moscato when we were younger.
Oh my God, couldn't tell me nothing about no Moscato.
Yeah. So, B, you are a new mom.
I know, I
have. Some like all that, you know, right, we gotta do the sound effect. Yeah, so yes, I had a baby. What's it like being a mom?
It's very interesting.
I know.
At the end of the day, it's beautiful, it's heartwarming, it's like I can't fucking believe this shit.
I know, right?
But it's a lot of work and it's a lot of emotions.
Definitely.
And it's all so new to me, but it's like I'm here for it. I'm here for the ride.
The beautiful baby Parker, which it is my goddaughter, I have to say.
Yes.
And I'm so honored. I'm so honored. She's my first godbaby. And I want to say that, like, I think about it all the time. I'm like, this is a freaking serious role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so
yes.
I'm super honored. And I'm like, I'm so happy.
I know. So, yeah, that's like probably, that is the biggest update in my life. Like,
okay.
I've moved around a little bit.
Yeah. All for the better,
of course. For the better, yeah. I don't even know if I was driving the last time we did the podcast.
I don't think so.
I have a car again.
That's awesome.
I
have a new car.
Courtney has a new car.
Yeah.
Courtney moved. I don't know if we ever recorded this since you've been here. We have. In the very beginning, we did.
Yeah, we did. I was
here.
But this
house don't look nothing like it used to, child. This girl.
Oh, yeah. Because y'all know I do the
interior decorator herself.
Y'all know I do the
decorator. We got to do a house tour one day so y'all can see how cool, homey Court's house is. I show her house all the time.
I really enjoy it. It's fun. So.
Yeah.
Other big stuff going on.
I don't know. Court has a new job.
Oh, I have a new job.
Yeah.
Am I newly single?
You are not newly single.
No, I'm not newly single.
She is single, though. She wasn't... You were not single the last time we recorded.
I was not single.
Was I single?
You were in an entanglement.
Not an entanglement, bitch.
You were. That's an entanglement.
I was in an entanglement? With who?
You had entanglements.
Entanglements with an S?
I mean, you had...
Wow.
Right?
No.
What? Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I had entanglements?
You had two. You had two entanglements.
I'm fucking dead.
This because they weren't
I
like...
entanglements. I was... What?
So they were relationships?
No, but entanglements? Like,
so that's what they are. If they're not relationships, then they're entanglements.
Okay, all right. So I had a different definition of entanglement. So
what was it?
I'm thinking of like Will and Jada and what you call it, like,
well, I
like
mean,
being with somebody but then not with them, with somebody else. Like I was, that's what I was. Oh my goodness, Courtney.
That's what you was doing.
I can't. She's lying. Don't believe her.
Or at least that's what I thought was going on. You had something and then you had something.
That's so hilarious. All right, well, I'm no longer entangled, okay?
Which is,
I just want to make that clear.
Which is it a good thing or?
It's a good thing. Like,
so what are you now? What do you have now?
I have nothing now. I am single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single. I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm entangled with anyone. I'm not going to put a title on
what I'm pursuing. Okay.
But it's
so
not.
So you're just single.
I'm just single.
Yeah.
Really, I'm just single is what I am. It's like nothing.
Yeah. What's single is whatever the fuck you want. Right.
It's whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like there's no nothing.
Okay.
To it. So yeah, I'm single. You're single. We're single out here.
I'm single. Yeah. And I'm doing whatever the fuck.
But it's so funny, like, our journey is to being the single that we are now, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I had a whole baby, but I'm single. And, like, you were in an entire relationship the last time we recorded this podcast.
I mean, like, living.
Like, living.
And all.
Doing life with somebody.
Yeah.
And now you're single.
I know. Isn't that so crazy?
So crazy how life works.
Right? I know. But, I mean, I'm not
Are you happy,
lie.
Though? Are you happy?
I am very happy. I am happy. I'm happy with the decision that was made, or I'm happy with the outcome, definitely. Yeah.
Don't worry, y'all. We're going to get into the juiciness.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the juiciness.
We're going to get into some of that.
We're
going
to get into some of that in later episodes.
Yeah, so, because I know y'all want to know.
That are, right, exactly. I know y'all want the tea.
Right.
And we're going to skip
it. Right, so.
To dive deeper into both of ours, kind of like singleness.
Yeah, but
what else?
In general, I'm happily single right now.
Right,
so.
Right. Ditto.
Yeah.
Ditto.
What else? I guess there's the whole pandemic that we...
Oh, my goodness. That we experienced.
Right.
Kind of like shifted a lot of things for us.
Definitely.
Turned a few things upside down. But I feel like we came out on top of it.
I do. I feel I am growing to appreciate the pandemic, honestly.
The time that it made you spend with yourself.
Your family. And realizing like what's important and essential.
Yep.
And
we lost so many people. Let's just talk about the year. Like 2020.
You know what? Okay, people are, I guess, up and down with 2020.
Yeah.
I'm more on the up with 2020.
Okay.
Although there was a lot of devastation and we lost a lot of people. It's not over yet. I feel like it put a lot of things into perspective for a lot of people. So for that, I'm appreciative of 2020. I know it did for me. I know that I was able to see a lot of things differently or see things more for what they are or were.
Yeah.
So to say, which is a good thing.
Right. That is a good thing.
I mean,
it was very eye-opening. If it was nothing else, 2020 was very eye-opening. Whether it was like in relation to health stuff or in relation to what we value as important, relationships, friendships, our kids, like everything. I just feel like it made your eyes open about every single part of your life.
Yeah.
It forced you to do that.
Like, it did. It forced you to deal with things, you know,
that you hadn't dealt with, that you put aside, and all that. It forced you to, like, you didn't need to make time for a lot of things no more. You had the time.
Yeah, you had the time. Yep. And so there was, like,
no excuse.
You had to face it. You had to face whatever it was, or, you know, so, which was, to me, a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it, like I said, it put a lot of things in perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were able to either, you know, put it behind you and move forward or finally work on something because you had the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I personally think, like I said, although we lost a lot of people and it was a lot of devastation in 2020, it was still, to me, a good year.
Okay.
It's and then we're still in 2020 and I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I have, like you said, come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm way better to me.
Yeah.
Mentally, like,
then you were
all
going
aspects
into the year.
Than I can remember going before a pandemic.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know
if
I recognize the me or know who the me before a pandemic is or was. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I wonder sometimes too, like, what the fuck was I doing?
Well, that's offensive to a lot of people because.
Why?
I mean.
Why? Why? Oh, you mean like.
Like your ex. That's offensive. because
he it's was true. It's fucking true. I mean,
what you was you? What the fuck was you doing?
Yes. I mean, I don't mean it offensive, but to me, it's like now where I am, like girl. And I don't mean it to be offensive to nobody else, but to me, it's like, now you know you have no fucking business.
I'm fucking dead.
But I said it put a lot of things in perspective. It did, like, girl.
I'm fucking dying. No, that's true. It is true. I think a lot of, like, I know for me, relationship wise, like during pandemic, I went through like a roller coaster of things of like feeling like things were gonna go one way and then them going a whole other way. But I think also like coming to the conclusion that I've come to now and like where I am now would have never gotten here if it weren't for that time that I was forced to spend and spend the time and like marinate in it and have time to think about my face next move and,
you know,
and face it. I would have never, you know, who knows what I would be doing or where I'd be if I wasn't forced to deal with some of the stuff that I dealt with during pandemic. So thank you, pandemic.
Right. I was going to say, which is why I'm so appreciative of it. So.
Right. But obviously, rest in peace to all the people that have lost their lives. And like, I know a lot of people that have lost, I don't know a lot of people personally, but I know people who have
lost loved family ones.
And not
stuff.
Even to just COVID, like
just, you know, a lot has accidents. Gone on in 2020.
Like 2020 has been like an overwhelming is definitely a word that can be like used to describe it, whether it's
definitely.
Good or bad. Like,
yeah.
Just a lot.
That's
like
a fact.
2020, you have been the most. Okay?
You've done a lot.
I'm going to need you to tell your sister 2021. She could just turn it down
just
a little bit.
Just a
she
little bit.
She gotta be so flamboyant. She could be a little.
Because you came and showed the fuck out.
Right. You came and shut the whole shit, the whole party down. Like,
We got it.
You walked in the door and everybody's head turned. Like, you know, so, you stole all the attention. So,
that's a fact.
We're in the last quarter of the year, quarter four.
Right.
I know we went to that vision board party like in the beginning of the year. We didn't even get to finish our vision boards.
I know, but.
But there was some stuff we put on there.
Mine
and, like,
is
stuff. You
not,
still have yours?
I still
but
it's have
not done.
Mine. It's not done. But, it's so crazy because on Instagram I saw this girl. I don't know if people saw this post, but she's like, she had gotten a lot of the stuff off of her vision board. And I was like, wow, that's so crazy. Cause I did one and I don't know if I got a lot of the like materialistic things that I probably put on there, but I think that, what I'm trying to get at is like, I'm in the space.
Okay.
That I guess
you're still in that, like you're in that, you had a vibe.
Yes.
On your vision board.
Yes.
And you are in that realm.
Yes.
Even if you haven't like gotten those exact things.
Exactly.
You're in that realm.
I feel like
track. You're on track.
I'm getting there.
Baby steps are better than no steps.
Yeah.
I feel like baby steps are, I actually transferred basically my vision board to like notes in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like probably like 5 to 10, between 5 and 10 things on there that like I wanted to like accomplish by the end of the year. And I looked at it like 2 or 3 days ago. Okay, we're gonna come in close.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good.
It might not be the whole thing. But I also feel like I feel like I could have been a little bit more ambitious with my vision list.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I could have, like,
shot
for the stars. I was a little safe.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, that's not a bad thing either because safe could mean that, you know, these are just things that I know there's some things that I had safe or, you know, that I just put in my mind that I needed to do, which is just like, all right, these are things that need to be done. Regardless,
they have to get done.
Yeah.
There's no more playing around.
Yeah. And these
they're
are
not like,
And they're,
you know,
they're
not
even,
like cure cancer, but they are like,
they're,
you know,
things that need,
that
to,
need
be
to be done.
Exactly. So that's not a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing at all. It's done.
Good.
Getting done.
Right.
Which is most important.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. All right. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
So.
Other than that, what else is it that we have going on? You want to talk about your, you have a ton of things like going on right now.
I feel like I always got mad shit going on.
You do. you definitely
that's another thing,
do.
Quarantine, but it wasn't really quarantine. It's more so me just being pregnant. I, like, paused a lot of, like, stuff
that I was doing
and, like, kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
But I try not to wait too long to
pick back up. Yeah.
And so, like, I'm relaunching Broken Fab.
Mm-hmm.
I have some, like, preliminary clients that I'm working with right now. like Shani Mac Makeup and Bougie the Brand, and like two
actually, shout out Shani Mac and Bougie.
Yep. I'm about to start working with a family member of mine actually who has a hookah business. Mm-hmm. And she actually just started selling like physical hookah products that she can ship out to you. So creating her website and everything. But basically Broken Fab is relaunching into like your next door labor, excuse me, next door neighbor, friendly homegirl business person, mm-hmm. who could get you started and off the ground. Like,
which you have always been.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just like moving into a space that I've always kind of occupied.
Yeah.
I'm just legitimizing a space that I've always like kind of occupied. You know, people write me all the time about how do I get this started, or how do I start a website?
Don't get me started.
Or blah, blah, blah.
Because do not get me started because you know I be going in, right? You mean, Shatik?
You are so extra, cannot.
That goes in every time, but.
But yeah, so just getting that started off the ground. Project Inspire is still moving and shaking.
I mentioned it because I know you just had an event.
We just had a voter registration drive.
Right. Because, and then before that, you had this parent thing that you're doing.
Too. There's another organization that I'm starting with. Organization that was started by a friend of mine, and he kind of brought me on as a new mom,
mm-hmm.
And as someone that he saw would be a good fit for the brand,
to
put on local, fun, cool events for like parents and their children, so like family friendly events, and also just be like a society of like useful information, of like, you know, we're gonna have a Facebook group where you can like drop your questions, like, you know, my baby's scalp is dry.
Yeah,
you know,
which is good because a lot of you don't see a lot of support like that in, I guess, minorities.
Yep.
So it's a good thing to know that it is out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are people who want to, you know, do different things with their kids. And then there's a group of people who are willing to support you and wanting to do those things.
Exactly.
And attending those things.
Right. And people just looking for things to do with their kids, looking for, we're in, obviously, the state of COVID now. So, like, a lot of indoor things are shut down. So we went apple and pumpkin picking. This past weekend, in 2 weeks we're gonna have outdoor movie night.
Yeah, which is awesome.
So
the kids the kids, I'm pretty sure enjoy it and appreciate it, and the parents as well.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And you get to mingle with other parents, and not really feel like you're like, you know, doing another type of like daunting task. Like, you know, it's not really, you don't really feel like you are looking or straining yourself to find something to do for your kids.
Yeah.
Instead of that, you're like a part of this group. It's like designing like other parents and other kids where you're friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it takes a village on another level.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Which is awesome.
You
I
know?
Think it's good for the kids, and I think it's good for the parents because, like you said, you get to mingle.
Have your sweet bitch Moscato.
Yeah, exactly.
While Jimmy and Kayla is running around.
Go ahead and play. Go pick your pumpkins and your apples. I'm a chat.
Right. I'm talking to Kayla's mom.
Right. Okay? Exactly. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear more updates and stuff in regards to all the organizations B is into.
Yeah.
So she'll definitely keep you updated with that.
Yes, we're definitely
bringing back our segments. This was just kind of us letting you guys know what we were doing, what we plan on doing.
I'm so excited for this season. Like, I know we're definitely talking about having guests on.
Yes.
We're going to do, like, you know, be on live and, like, incorporate, like,
we
a
have
lot of
so
virtual
many
things.
Things. Like, we have so many things. And again, I go back to saying I appreciate COVID and the pandemic because it just put all of these things for you guys and us in perspective. And, you know, we had a lot of time to think about what it was that we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it, and what new things we wanted to bring on. So,
just catching up with you guys. We're definitely going to be coming back with new episodes and get back into our regular schedule programming.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have those questions. We want y'all to, like, send in to us.
Exactly. So that's what I was going
with. That question.
Yeah.
It started to get juicy, and then COVID. And, like,
I
everything
know.
Happened. So we're going to just, like, take off running, like,
and
hop right back into the swing of things.
Yeah. We're definitely not, it's not going to be like,
we're not starting over.
Yeah.
We're
picking back
right
up
and we're right to keep
feeding.
Grab your wine, okay? Get ready for this tea.
Yeah, because this is just a pickup and here we go and we're on our way. So.
Yep.
We just want to make sure that you guys are on board and know what's going on and that you're tuning in.
Yeah.
And we will definitely, like always, keep you updated on what's going on and what we're doing.
Make sure you follow us on At Coffee Cocktails and Combo on Instagram.
Yep, and follow B. She also puts a lot of updates.
Shatika Parker.
Yeah, there's a lot of updates on B's page. She's so much better with social media than I am.
But still follow Courtney.
I know. I'm gonna get better. I say this all the time.
But you've gotten so much better. Somebody actually pointed that out to me. I want to say it was huge. Like, because we talked about a bunch of things at our last meeting. The last, like, little sit down him and I had. And we talked about, like, we talked about the podcast, talked about how, like, it was initially your idea to, like, do this and, like, get started on the podcast and stuff. And, you know, we've been, like, rocking and rolling or whatever. And, you just being social. We went to that event pre-COVID.
Yeah, because normally, like, okay, I don't know if you guys ever would pick this up from me just being my super silly self on the podcast and you guys listening to me, but normally regularly I am shy as fuck. Okay,
videos are silent, they just cute looking videos.
Exactly. I don't want to say nothing. I don't even want you to look at me. But I'm getting better.
Better. You are. You're getting much better.
I'm trying.
Way better than when we began.
Yeah, so I'm definitely engaging more with social media. Like, yeah, that's a fact.
That's a must.
Yeah. I'm getting better though. So you guys will see me and I'm going to unmute my videos.
Yes, like, please. Like, talk to the people.
I am. I'm going to unmute them and y'all going to just have to hear me.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the people say amen.
Right. So,
that's another thing. We stopped going to church.
I know. And it's devastating because
I have not been keeping up with the virtual church.
No. Virtual church is very difficult. It is very difficult. And I'm pretty sure that it's like that, not just for us.
So I know it was a struggle for everybody. Even the pastors.
Yeah, no, I know. And I actually just, this is probably going off topic, but I just actually ran into another member who said the same thing. Like, you know, virtual is not it. And we can't wait to get back in the building. So that's another thing that,
we'll talk about
that changed. And we'll also talk about that too, because we got super into, we were heavy in the church, girl.
Heavy in the church.
Yes.
Like, it changed so much for us, though.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we'll update you guys on that and where we are with that as well. But, that was a quick little, this is what we're doing and this is where we're going. So, we hope that you guys are staying in tune.
If you haven't listened to previous episodes, if you missed one or whatever and you want to catch up, feel free to listen.
Go back and listen.
We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, and we're on Anchor.
Yeah. So, you can definitely find us somewhere.
Yep. We're out
and,
there.
And we're out here.
And we look forward to talking with y'all.
Yeah, this is fun. It's always fun.
I miss it. I'm so excited now.
I'm so excited because it's just always so much fun.
Yeah.
And you guys give us, we always get such good feedback.
Yeah.
And we're just super excited. I know I'm super excited to dive back into engaging with you guys. You guys are so much fun and super supportive. So we will definitely be back with another episode. So look forward to that and make sure you guys are following us and keeping and staying tuned.
Word up.
Yeah. Beat this busy, guys.
I'm sorry, y'all.
She's texting an entanglement.
No, don't say that.
So,
oh, we gotta go now.
We're leaving. Bye. As always,
it's been real.
Thank you for tuning in.
And make sure you follow us on Instagram at Coffee Cocktails and Combo.
And on our personal pages. Mine is at Courtney.Melissa, CourtneyMelissa.
And mine is at Shatika Parker, SHATIKAPARKER.
Bye, y'all.